Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Lissa and Justin in the morning. 98.5 KRZ.
You were saying you think you can tell somebody's age by the emojis that they use the most. I don't know if age you can tell, but you can certainly tell something about the personality.
There's this list that shows you that there is a clear divide between certain emojis. Like, certain emojis that are used are just not used by certain generations. Gen Z, when they think something is so funny or hilarious, they'll use the skull, dying of laughter.
The coffin. I've used the coffin.
Right.
Yeah.
But someone like boomers would use the tears, the one with the two tears, one tear coming out left eye, one tear coming out the left eye. Yeah.
Okay.
Boomers tend to use that. Gen X really likes that as well. Millennials start to, and Gen Z sees it as like, oh my God, they're old.
I think that a lot of my friends who are 20-somethings don't ever use them. I use them because they're very artistic and I'm expressive, but a lot of my friends that are under 30 don't even use them.
That's interesting.
Like, ever.
Yeah, because this says that you start to stop using them at like 46, 47, 48 is when it starts to really fade off.
It's earlier than that.
It starts to fade off.
What are your top four?
My top four are laughing with the one tear, laughing with the two tears, laughing tilted to the side, which means like rolling on the floor laughing. And then the fourth one is like the frightened. It's like, oh my God, face. The fifth one is the eyeballs, the two eyes kind of looking side eye. Like,
is anyone in your life truly that funny? Who's making you laugh that hard? My top five will not surprise you. It's the giant red heart. It's the huggy emoji. It's heart hands. It's kissy face. It's two more hearts. It's praying hands.
How much love do you have in your life? What are you talking about? Everything has a heart.
It's so much love.
How many of your tops, have hearts? Your top what?
Oh, all of them. I'm going into 12 deep, and most of them have hearts. You claim to have sort of a chart, a blueprint as to what it means for certain age groups when you send these emojis?
Yes. So if you send, and I've gotten these as well, which is so funny. So if somebody says okay and then sends a thumbs up right after it, what do you think?
I just think it's okay, thumbs up.
Gen Z says, wow, he's mad.
Oh, no.
Because the thumbs up's like, oh, okay, buddy.
Do you remember the Key and Peele sketch about this when they were texting each other? And one of them was like, hey, that's cool. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And the one was like, oh, that's cool. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And the other one was like, that's cool. Doesn't matter. And he thought he was being aggressive, but he wasn't being aggressive. It just goes to show how you take things the way you want to take them, not as the other person always means them.
That's hot with the fire emoji.
You don't need that's hot. Just the fire says it. Just keep it to the emoji.
That's hot says it's old. You're old. Just the fire emoji says you're young.
Yeah. I do think that one's true.
You see, so just little things like that. There's like just sending somebody a text, like a young person will be like, okay, yeah, that person's 40. This person's 50 because of the way they text.
But it's not always bad. I love when my parents send me super long text messages with a trillion emojis, and I love seeing what they picked. And even my aunts and uncles, I'm going, oh, they're so cute. This is a paragraph. And I just sent them like, how's your day going? You know, it's adorable. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Today's best music.
You can do it.
Oh, yeah. KRZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.